This week on Windows, we've got huge announcements, especially if you're a fan of
video games, new devices, and one giant gorilla.
So let's jump right into the biggest news of the week with headlines.
Get ready, Surface fans, because the Surface Laptop and new Surface Pro are now available in markets around the world.
The Surface Laptop and the new Surface Pro join the Surface family of devices that fans can pick up right now.
The Surface Laptop, available in four sweet new colors, is also powered by Windows 10S and the best of Microsoft's products and services, including Office and OneDrive, and boasts an all-day battery life, as well as portability and display quality. So Windows 10S offers a familiar Windows 10 experience, streamlined for security and performance. By exclusively using apps from the Windows Store, Windows 10S is ideal for students, educators, creators, and businesses alike who prefer longer battery life, faster boot up time, and the peace of mind that comes with using apps that are Microsoft verified.
The new Surface Pro also offers incredible battery life and more than 2.5 times the power of the Surface Pro 3. Plus, the Surface Pen has gotten an upgrade as well with 4 times the sensitivity than the previous model. Check out more Surface news at blogs.windows.com.
It's time to turn up the summer jams with Spotify. This week, the music giant joins the Windows 10 family with an app in the Windows Store. Check out the app section for more.
And keep it in the Windows Store for even more fun, starting with an offer to help you get your summer read on. Starting this week, when you buy any book in the new bookstore for Windows 10, you also get $5 towards your next book purchase. This is a limited time offer, so check out the book section of the Windows Store for more details.
And finally, all hail the king. The latest King Kong movie, Kong Skull Island, is now available in the movies and TV section of the Windows Store, 4 weeks before Blu-ray.
Last week was a big one for gamers and PC enthusiasts alike. To hear more, we sent Xbox's Rukari Austin to the PC gaming show at E3 to check out all the fun from the floor.
This is the PC gaming show sponsored by Intel. How are you all doing this fine morning?
Certainly some awesome custom PC rigs. And speaking of, I've got with me Peter Arulian, who's going to talk a little bit about Microsoft and their efforts in the PC space. Peter, let's talk about what E3 is and what it means for games and what changes we've made to our approach.
Well, content is at the center of what we do. And when we come here to E3, that's always, you know, what we're thinking about. We made some announcements at this E3 about the PC side of what we are doing from Microsoft with gaming. At the PC Gamer Show, which is focused on PC gaming, we announced the Age of Empires Definitive Edition. Huge franchise, so beloved. We're bringing it back with a lot of new fidelity. We announced a lot of the deeper understanding around how we're building Forza Motorsport 7 from the ground up for PC. And that's a design principle that underlines all of the things we're doing on the PC side. It's not ports anymore. Like, we are building for PC. We've got 19 games in the booth that are PC-centric, from independent developers all the way up to things like Forza Motorsport 7 that's in a big sled over here, hydraulic sled. So major investment in gaming. But the partner side is also where it gets really interesting, with the hardware that you were talking about. We've got hardware in the booth. We can walk over there.
We've actually got it here too, right? Let's take a look at it.
Right up front here, you've got a couple of PC mods. Modding is a big part of the PC culture. Not everybody does it or can do it, but this idea of do-it-yourself is at the heart of PC gaming. You can customize everything from the aesthetic of the device down to all of the components. So we've got two amazing rigs here from South America that are built, that are just gorgeous, that kind of, you know, share that spirit of PC gaming. But if we walk inside, this is what we call our PC gaming lounge. This is a device array of notebook PCs that are built specifically for gaming. They're from gaming brands, meaning either everything the PC OEM does is just gaming rigs, or it's the branded line from a large OEM like Dell, who has Alienware. And so here you're seeing devices that have just been announced within the last couple of weeks, or were announced at this show, running some of the most current software. But here we're really talking about leading edge configurations that will run these games in 4K with updated thermal management, which is like a really geeky way of saying things get hot when you're running them really screaming fast. You have to have a way to manage that heat. And these rigs are all doing this with innovative technology.
Did you know the Creators Update allows you to view 360-degree video? I know. Now you can fully immerse yourself in 360-degree video through the Movies and TV app. Simply launch the Movies and TV app and head to the 360-degree video section. From there, you can go skydiving with the Bomb Squad, visit Portugal, watch some NBA games from the best courtside seats, or even climb Mount Everest to name just a few experiences.
That's our show for this week, but remember to keep it right here each and every week. I'm Chidanya.
And I am Kate, and thanks for watching This Week on the Windows.